Now, there's someone on the phone's hanging on here. I should try and get in here. And I think it's from Ohio. It's Jules. Is Jules there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
In the past, you've talked about levels of reality. I have one simple question. What happens to you if you start waking up to the higher levels of reality?
What will happen is you will probably have a depression. That's a lot of people have a depression when they understand the totality, the enormity, how enormous this whole thing is. And how you yourself, you start to see how you yourself will be, has been conditioned with all your opinions all through your life. And it's so vastly different from the low reality, so vastly different. And it's so vastly different even from the middle reality, that you really have to start rethinking everything from scratch for yourself. And if you can get through that, there's a reward for you. In other words, you're much more calm. You're calmer. You understand what's going on. You're incredibly streetwise. Whatever article comes across the pages that you read, you'll know what spin is put on it right away. And there's so many clever spins, mind you. And but you recognize them right away. You're not fooled. Your problem will be how to communicate to others. It's almost like giving them a university education. But hold on, and we'll continue after this. Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking to Jules from Idaho. Are you still there, Jules?
Hello? Yes, Jules. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, hello.
Go ahead.
Alan, what about metaphysical occurrences? I've read your books, and some of the symbols and some of the numbers and that you talk about pop up a lot now, not just where it's put there by man, but other places, metaphysical. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that something that happens too?
You will definitely have experiences, there's no doubt about it. The thing is, I mean, these experiences are really for you. It's not something you can just give to someone else. If they can manage it themselves, good enough. But the thing is, it's really for you if you get to that level. And remember, part of metaphysics, too, is you can classify it in two different ways. You can either go with the fact it's outside of yourself, something approaching you, some insight coming to you from a source. Or the neuroscientists of the day try to demolish it all by saying, well, it's everything happens in your mind. It's just unexplored regions of your mind that are waking up and working. Whatever it happens to be, the fact is you get tremendous insights into yourself and into others as well. Tremendous insights. The thing is, you understand that the problem with metaphysics today is that's completely taken over as well by the same agencies that run the world. They promote the New Agers. In fact, The Masonic magazine back in the 50s, up until through the 50s, was called The New Age. That was the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. It's called The New Age magazine. They said in it, we shall create the New Age. They'll put forth the gurus that will lead the world and so on. And technically, they don't really need so many of them today, except the disinformation ones that jump into patriotism. They're really counterintelligence. They mix fact, fiction, and make it all muddy. True metaphysics is a very personal thing to, because it's for you. And it's never the same as anyone else's experiences, except your mind will wake up in so many different areas that you never even knew that you had. It'll give you abilities you didn't even know that you had or even existed within you. And, but that's really for your own personal use. But you also have to use knowledge of what's happening in the physical world and how to work through your life in this physical world as well. There's no big school for it. If there's a big school out there, it's a con. It's a con to bring people into sustainability and love the greening planet and all that stuff. And don't oppose tyrants. That's really what it's for. So it can only be used on a personal basis. And you have to remember too that those who rule the world today, have been heavily into this kind of thing themselves in their big organizations for thousands of years. So that there's a power to it. Now, here's the thing that the whole patriot movement lacks. They don't have any common ideology and common convictions to stand up against any kind of tyranny. Understanding what's going on in the world isn't going to do it and stop it. You can't get America back as you know it, because after a few generations of destroying the culture, people don't know what to go back to anymore. And most folk who think they've woken up to what's happening with the evil that's on the planet today are really reacting to when it's hitting them personally, and they understand the immediacy of things coming down the pike because it's published. So you really have to...
I want to say thank you. Because of you, thank you.
Thank you, too. And email me, too, and I'll maybe go into a deeper explanation for you.
Great.
Thanks for calling. And that's what the people need today, a common ideology, a common aim, goal, which means, really, you've got to have a common culture. And the whole point of Sovietization, socialism, is to destroy all existing cultures and bring in their own, which is diktats from your appointed governors. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God's go with you.